Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen.
You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a kosher.
The late, great Stevie Ray. It's hard to believe he's been gone a little more than 20 years, isn't it? What a great loss to him, but we still got his music. And as long as I have a show, we'll play a little of it for you from time to time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour, I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me. In the previous segment, I was talking about the nightmare of student loans that we have in America today. And the details, the unemployment level of young people in America is horrendous. And it's just amazing that we have this situation. I mean, this is a seething problem that's I don't see how it can't just break open in some way, manifest in some way in something explosive sometime in the near future. It's certainly creating a demographic issue. I'm going to have to get Ken Grombach, our top demographer, back on soon and talk about this. I just can't imagine that hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, I don't know what the total number is, millions of Americans, young Americans, owing thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on student loans and being unemployed or underemployed with $1 trillion in total debt and payments coming due now and the interest rate doubling. I don't know how that can't become an explosive issue. Now, what caused all this? Who is responsible for all this? Well, let me throw some ideas out at you. Number one, whenever they allowed people to borrow money, whoever the companies were, the organizations were, that allowed students to borrow money, not only to go to school, but to live on, I think that was a mistake. Now, I worked my way through college and worked full-time, and graduated in 9 semesters. I took an extra semester to graduate. And I worked full-time and went to school full-time. It was hard. It almost killed me. I lost 25 pounds. But I got it done, and I didn't owe any money when I graduated. Because one reason, I didn't know how to borrow money for school in those days. I didn't even know you could do it, although you could. I did not know you could do it, which I think was probably a good thing. But in those days, even the people who could borrow money for school could only borrow it for the tuition and books. I don't even think you'd get fees and labs and things. I think you had to come up with that. And I'm not even sure you could borrow it for books in those days. All you could borrow it for was for the education. You couldn't borrow money to live on. But today, at least it was, I don't know about today, but yesterday, you could borrow the money not only for the tuition, but you could sign a note for enough money to live on, so you didn't have to work while you went to school. That's a great life, right? Well, it turns out that bill's got to be paid. I think that's a mistake. Do not borrow money, my kids, young people. Don't borrow money to live on while you're going to school. Work and earn your living. Borrow money for the education if you want to. Don't borrow money to live on. That is not a good plan. That's one thing. Number two, while all this money was coming into education, all this newfound borrowed money to education, guess what? Schools were less competitive. The colleges started raising their rates. Look at how much colleges have raised their rates over the last several years, raised their tuitions over the last several years. I think that's gotten out of hand. The colleges are charging too much for the education they're delivering, and the return on investment is not there right now. That's the colleges. The government encouraging this. Anything the government did to encourage student loans, to make them more feasible for people who probably never should have borrowed the money and maybe should never have gone to college. The government, when the government gets involved in the marketplace, it messes things up. It screws things up. It is not good when the government does this. And here's the final thing. One of my mentors once told me that sales cures all ills. I was trying to run my business, and my department for him, and this has been decades ago, and things were slow, and he was saying, look, get your sales up, grow your business, it'll solve a lot of these other problems, all these other problems. Guess what, folks? A strong economy, we can work through all these things. We get people to work. We get people in the jobs that they're educated for, that they're qualified for, making the kind of income that they should be making. Instead of having these high unemployment among the young people, we get these people back to work. It'll cure all these problems. That's the reason. One of the reasons we still have a messed up system. This much money should never have been borrowed. They should never have borrowed money to live on. The colleges shouldn't have raised their tuitions the way that they did, et cetera, et cetera. But still, you can solve those problems if we can put people to work. And this is where I come back to the Obama administration. The Obama administration, the policies that they have put in place, are literally putting a heavy lid on growth. The reason why the first quarter economy, GDP, in the United States was 1.8, and it looks like it may even be lower in the second quarter, is one thing and one thing only: the negative anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of the Obama administration. Mr. President, you are the reason, sir, why the economy is the way it is. You and your policies are the single biggest reason why the economy is as it is. If you want the economy to grow, you want these young people to find jobs, the people who voted for you, change your policies, Mr. President. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.